I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. The California School Board Association recently hosted its annual educational conference and trade show, which brings together school trustees, superintendents, policy experts, and some of the world's top thinkers to explore methods of supporting and strengthening public schools. On the line to tell us what was accomplished at this year's event is Troy Flint, Chief Communications Officer for the California School Board Association. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Troy, start by telling us what happens at this annual education and conference and trade show and why it's so important.
Well, about 4,000 education leaders, school board members, superintendents, researchers, teachers, and administrators convened in San Francisco for the 2023 CSBA Annual Education Conference and Trade Show. There are more than 100 different workshops that attendees can take on all different issues related to public schools and education in general. They get to hear from nationally renowned keynote speakers. They get to talk to their colleagues across the state about solutions and strategies they're using to address different problems that they can import back to their own local districts and use for the benefit of their schools and the students they serve. So it's really the premier education leadership conference in the state, and it provides a continuing education opportunity for our board members to refine their governance practice and to bring in strategies that are going to make their districts and county offices of education stronger.
Tell us about some of the attendees at this event, which took place earlier this month.
Yeah, so we have attendees from every kind of district. California, it has a lot of districts, even for a state of its size, and we have incredible diversity of districts, almost 1,000 school districts, urban, rural, suburban, big, medium, and small, more affluent, low income, you name it, it runs the gamut. And so one of the challenges that we have in a state with such a vast and diverse populace is trying to find unifying issues and solutions that will benefit the whole and the greater good. And we have people of every description here who are deeply invested in education and committed to improving outcomes for students. And this is the type of event that allows them to collaborate, to share information, to gain additional knowledge that serves that goal.
What were some of the highlights from this year's event?
Well, the keynote speakers, as usual, were a highlight. We heard from Dr. Sean Ginwright, who's a professor of education at Harvard University, really an expert on helping underserved students reach their potential and making school systems more effective at providing a high-quality education to all students, including those student groups that are struggling on the whole. So that was a topic of great interest to our members. We also had a special presentation from Sal Khan, sort of a household name and the founder of Khan Academy, the online learning solution. He unveiled a demo of his new product, Khan Mingo, which is an AI, artificial intelligence, instructional tool, and that really wowed the audience. And then we also heard from Mark Perna, who is an expert on the workplace and specifically on intergenerational collaboration, and he talked to our members who are, for the most part, Gen X and baby boomers, but increasingly millennials and even some Gen Z. And his topic was on helping people from those older generations relate to, collaborate with, and get the most performance out of Gen Z.
What are the major issues members are concerned about?
I'd say academic achievement is first and foremost, overall achievement, and then the achievement of, you know, underserved groups that are struggling groups. That's been an issue for a long time, and it was exacerbated during the pandemic when some of the struggling groups had the biggest decrease in terms of performance, and it's been slow going, helping those test scores rebound to where they were before and beyond to where we would like them to be. So certainly academic performance is a huge concern. Student mental health is another tremendous concern as well. It's really our students are suffering from a mental health crisis, which again was exacerbated by the pandemic, but there are also a lot of other factors like the decline in the family, increasing alienation in societies, social media, and we've just seen a major increase in suicides and students who have indicated that they're experiencing suicidal ideation, a rise in depression. And so that's one of the foremost concerns of our members as well. Certainly getting the resources for our kids is always an issue. So school funding continues to be a huge concern, as well as school safety. So I'd say those are some of the biggest issues that were discussed.
And what will be some of the big public education issues in 2024?
So I think what we saw in 2023 is going to continue into next year. There's going to be a huge push to accelerate learning recovery. We'll be a few years out from the pandemic, and we really need to show that we are driving performance and supporting kids in a way that allows them to reach their potential. Addressing the mental health crisis is going to be a huge issue. Dealing with the ongoing teacher shortage is also very critical, because having, you know, well-qualified teachers who are happy in the classroom is a critical part of meeting our overall goals for instruction and for student learning. So certainly continuing to address the teacher shortage, school facilities. We need to pass the school facilities bond. There hasn't been one for about a decade now. So that, of course, is a major concern. And that also relates to the other issue we discussed, school safety. Those two topics are intertwined. So, yeah, there's a number of big issues coming up. And hey, we're in a very critical time for education, and 2024 should be an interesting year. We're expecting a significant decline in the state budget, which will probably make it a very difficult environment for school funding. And we're coming to the end of a period where schools were receiving increasing funding almost every year for about a decade. So this will be the first time in quite a while that there'll be some belt tightening. And so there'll be a lot of jockeying and negotiations with regard to schools and other aspects of the budget, and that's something to keep an eye on in 2024.
I have been speaking with Troy Flint, Chief Communications Officer for the California School Board Association, about their annual educational conference and trade show. Anything else you think we should know?
Yeah, so one thing I would say is that, another theme of the conference was the need to rise above political partisanship and division, and to remember why we went into this field, because we believe that public schools are a part of the foundation of democracy and an essential service that can change lives, that can produce social mobility, and that can help develop informed citizens. And that's really critical to the fabric of America. And that's bigger than any one particular political ideology. Since the pandemic, schools have become increasingly politicized, and certainly there's been a lot of divisive partisanship, but we can't be focused on left or right. We have to be student-centered and put high-quality education for all students first, and that is the goal, not partisanship.
Where can we go to get more information?
So you can visit csba.org. That stands for California School Boards Association. That's csba.org. That's our main website. And if you have a specific interest in what happened at the annual education conference, you can visit aec.org. So, or just type in AEC and CSBA in your search, and that will come up.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today and bringing us up to date on everything that happened at this conference.
Thank you so much.